teacher. The great teacher is a coach, a motivator, a mentor, and inspires their students.
Esta es tu radio, una radio diferente, divertida, donde informarte para descubrir, aprender, una radio única, como tú. Esto es Baugen Radio. Ahora, en Baugen Radio, English O'Clock, con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are the usual suspects, Jessica and Tessibel, and we have a newcomer, Elena. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
No, she's with Spitz normally on Friday, so she knows the drill. I'm sure you'll do fine. Right, we're going to start off with a Twitter question. As always, it's very similar to what we did yesterday, but so I want you to, essentially, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to write three sentences based on the prompts I give you. All right, so one is using the sex and genitive, the other one is using a possessive adjective, and the third one is using a possessive pronoun. But this time, our prompts are Jane, Lauren, and rooms. Jane, Lauren, and rooms. Okay, so it's not in the singular anymore, it's in the plural. So we have two people and we have rooms in the plural. All right, so let's see what you guys come up with. It's on Twitter right now. And we're going to continue with question mix number 74, which goes like this. Are you going to buy carrots later, Jessica?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Are you going to study the vocab for tomorrow, Thizzy?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Will you forget all the English you know in August, next August?
No, I won't.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
No, I won't.
That's it. Well, the thing is, there is a difference between no, I won't, or no, I won't.
Okay.
Make the O nice and round. Won't.
Won't.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Won't.
Won't.
There you have it.
Okay.
That's the perfect pronunciation. Because if you say, no, I won't, no, I won't, la gente no sabe que es want de querer or won't de will not. So the correct pronunciation here is won't. I tell you every time. Will you be late if there's traffic?
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will. Very good. Will you wake up if you don't set an alarm clock?
Yes, I will.
Eventually. Eventually. 4 hours late, but you will wake up.
I don't need alarm clock.
You don't need an alarm clock.
You don't need alarm too.
You don't need an alarm clock either.
No.
My bladder wakes me up.
So. Fair enough. So maybe, you know, because we're both, well, you're, how old are you, Elena?
22.
All right, never mind. I was just going to say, maybe it's a matter of age, but then I'm 12 years older, so probably not. Very good. Can you do two things at once?
Yes, I can.
Very good. Can you speak Russian?
No, I can't.
Very good. Do you eat as healthily as you should?
No, I don't eat as healthily as I should.
Very good. And the short version? No.
No, I won't.
Do you eat?
No, I don't.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Very good. And do you repair a car as well as a mechanic?
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Same thing happens here. No, I won't. No, okay. I don't. Repeat.
No, I don't.
Very good. Do you know which street I live on?
No, I don't.
Very good. No, I don't. And do you know where my dad is?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
Probably in Poland.
Probably, yeah. But you never know. With my dad, you never know. It's like, where are you? In Norway. I'm like, what are you doing in Norway? So I never know. Is Talavera near or far from Salamanca?
It is near Salamanca.
Very good. Contract?
It's near Salamanca.
It's near Salamanca. Very good. And she's thinking about signing up for swimming classes. She's thinking about signing up for swimming classes. Give me the corresponding question.
What is she thinking about? No, what is she thinking about?
What is she thinking about? Very good. She's thinking about signing up for swimming classes. Very good. Ask me how old my uncle was when I was born.
How old was your uncle when
Start again?
How old was your uncle when you were born?
Again.
How old was your uncle when you were born?
Very good. Two things. How old?
Old.
Was your uncle when you were born?
Born.
Again.
How old was your uncle when you were born?
Very good. Perfect. What is she asking me?
She's asking you how old your uncle was when you were born.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know how old your uncle was when you were born.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
My question.
Yes. Which is?
You're 8 when...
Give me the full sentence. You're about to answer how old...
You're about to answer how old was your uncle?
How old your uncle was.
Okay. You're about to answer how old your uncle was when you were born.
Very good. Very good. I don't know. I have no idea. That's the thing. Like, I have a big, big difficulty remembering my family's birth dates and birth years. So I know my mom was born in 1960. So she's 58. She's turned 58 this year, like you.
Well,
when were you born?
64.
64.
So it's my decade.
Okay. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And then I have no idea I know that my uncle is younger, but I think he's maybe 4 years younger. I have no idea. Hope he's not listening. So I think he was, my mom was, I don't know. He was 30. Leave me alone. she's a great listener and very wise. She's a great listener and very wise. Give me the corresponding question.
What is she like?
What is she like? Very good. Were cars invented 500 years ago?
No, they weren't.
Were cars? So were they? Were they invented 500 years ago?
No, they weren't.
Very good.
They weren't in 1769.
They were invented.
Mm-hmm. They weren't invented in 1769.
They were invented in 1769. Very good. Very good. You did your homework. Very good. And was George Washington the first U.S. president?
Yes. George was.
Short?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. That's it. Very good. And do you know how to make a fire? Give me the full answer.
Yes, I know how to do a fire.
How to make a fire. Very good. Jessica's Angels aunt. Jessica's Angels aunt.
What is Jessica to Angel?
The answer would be...
Whose aunt is Jessica?
Very good. And can you go on holiday this year?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you can. Very good. Vincent always gets up at 6:30 a.m.
What time does Vincent gets up?
Very good. There is an always in there as well. What time does Vincent always get up?
Okay. What time does always
always Vincent get up?
What time does always Vincent?
No.
Does Vincent always get up?
Very good. Our minds are in the long weekend. are you listening to me or are you listening to music?
I am listening to you.
Very good. Are you trying to get some rest?
No, right now I'm not.
But in general, are you trying in general to get some rest?
Yes, I do.
Are you trying?
I am.
Yes, I am. Very good. Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Very good. And where are you from? Jessica, where are you from?
I'm from Spain.
Very good. You're from Spain. The A1 goes to La Coruña.
Where?
Yes.
Does
yes.
The A1
yes.
go? Goes.
Go?
To.
Yes, go again.
To. Where does the A1 go to?
Very good. It goes to Burgos.
Yes.
Wack, wack, wow.
Typo.
Bueno,
or
pero...
A6. You can say A6 or to Burgos. You can change it. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Is that way?
It's fine. I'll change it. But don't distract me from her answer. So let's say Burgos. Fine, Burgos. So the I one goes to Burgos. The I one goes to Burgos.
Where does the A1 go to?
Yes, where does the A1 go to? What is the A1?
La A1.
La A1. Why did you call her she?
La
autopista, ella. Ella, yeah, donde lleva ella.
I thought that you changed the question.
Yeah. All right, very good. Is Spain a beautiful or an ugly country?
Spain is beautiful.
But is Spain a beautiful or an ugly country?
It's a beautiful country.
That's right. Very good. He doesn't know how far it is from Madrid to Toledo. Give me the question.
Does he know how far is it? Does he know how far?
What doesn't he know? What doesn't he know? That's right. Very good. I'm not wearing a black dress. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
I'm not. Wearing a black dress?
Either. Very good. Repeat that sentence.
No, I'm not wearing a black dress either.
Very good. And the third option would be?
Neither am I.
Yes. Very good. How often do you exercise?
Yes, I do. I do exercise.
But
every
how
day.
Often? Not
every
if
day.
You do. So, how often do you exercise?
I do.
I exercise
every day.
You exercise every day. Very
because
good.
Exercise is like a verb?
To exercise is a verb. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so you have to exercise is hacer ejercicio and an exercise is un ejercicio. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. And how long does an exam at university last?
It lasts around half an hour.
Half an hour.
I don't know. It depends on the degree or the career. No.
Elena is smart. She's like done. You know, all the rest is like. Didn't you hate that at university? And I was actually one of those people. Where you like, geez, this exam is really difficult. And then you see the first people getting up, and you're like. What? They're already done? How is that possible? You're like, I didn't even answer the first question. I hated that. And sometimes I was one of those people. All right, done. And then, you know. Anyways, are there more football players in the States than in Italy?
Yes, there are more.
Short answer.
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are. Very good. Who are you pointing at?
I'm not pointing to anyone.
Who are you pointing at?
I'm not pointing at anyone.
Os voy a tatuar la preposición en la mano. No, porque en la frente no lo ves. I see it, but I know it. Are you going to have a relaxed evening?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. What are you up to?
Working.
All right. But it's at home. You can open maybe a bottle of wine and then work. No, okay, no wine. Never mind. Because for me, if I have a bottle of wine or a glass
of wine,
everything is relaxed. It's like, yeah, but you have to work. It's fine. I have my glass of wine. And it rhymes. Everything is fine if you have a glass of wine.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Poetry.
That's like realizing that God is dog spelled reverse. It's like, Fitz and I always joke about this because as he said this morning, we both love dogs, so we always say that God, you know, one of the many forms that God has is dog, and it, you know, coincidencia que se escribe al revés, God, dog. Anyways, Melio, will you sign up for salsa classes?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Today?
Yes.
All right.
I always go to salsa classes on Thursdays Wednesdays.
Okay, so yesterday and today.
Yeah,
good.
With my husband.
Very good. And who's a better dancer, you or your husband?
Me.
Okay. Is your husband listening?
Yes.
Would he agree?
Yeah.
Okay. English club. Causa divorcios. Just making sure. All right, next question. Jessica is Angel's aunt. It's the same sentence, but the previous one was Jessica is Angel's aunt. So Angel's was the answer, but now it's Jessica is Angel's aunt.
Yes, she is.
No.
Who's angels? Who is angels?
Who is angels? What?
Aunt.
Yeah. Who is angels' aunt?
No, I'm asking.
Yeah. Angels. Oh, that's a dude or a person.
Oh, okay.
So for example, if I said, Fessy is Jessica's friend. Okay. Fessy is Jessica's friend. Give me the corresponding question.
Okay. Is.
Who?
Who is Jessica's best friend?
Who is Jessica's friend? Bueno, tampoco nos vamos a pasar. Se conocen de inglés, claro. All right, very good. Can you breathe underwater?
No, I can.
No, I can't. Can't. Very good. And do you sing as well as Mónica Naranjo?
No, I don't.
Very good. And was the Second World War in this century?
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Very good. I'm not singing. Thank God. I'm not singing. And you?
I'm not singing either.
Or?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Neither am I. Neither am I. Very good. Is Gipuzkoa a rich or a poor province?
Gipuzkoa is a very rich province.
It's a rich province. Very good. Let's take a look at vocabulary booklet number 2, list number 8, which is the one that we did yesterday. So it goes like this. We're going to start from the bottom and we're going to work our way up. Parecer.
To appear. Appear.
That's aparecer.
Appear.
That's aparecer.
Desaparecer.
No, parecer.
Ah, seem. To seem.
To seem. Very good. Dudar.
To doubt.
To?
Doubt.
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 Yes, you don't say the B. Doubt.
Doubt.
Again. Again.
To doubt.
Again.
To doubt.
Yes. Continuar.
To continue.
To continue. Very good. Construir.
To build.
Very good. Asistir a.
To assist?
No! False friend.
Attend to.
To attend. Very good. To attend to is like help.
Mm-hmm.
Grueso o espeso?
Thick.
Thick. Very good. Llamada telefónica?
Telephone call.
Yes. Fuerte.
Strong.
Bueno, I have to tell you, this is the funniest thing I've heard in such a long time. So my boyfriend normally doesn't dream. He doesn't remember he dreams, but he doesn't remember his dreams. So the other day he was like, you know what? I had the weirdest dream. And it is really one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard. So he was standing somewhere and there was a cat walking towards him. And the cat said, Jesus. Jesus. And my boyfriend's name was Jesus. And then, so obviously he was freaking out saying like he picked up the cat and said like, you can talk. How is this possible? ¿Cómo que gato? ¿Cómo es que hablas? And so he kind of cuddled the cat and the cat whispered in his ear, qué fuerte, qué fuerte. So it's the most bizarre dream I've ever heard. So every time I see, you know, fuerte or something like that, I remember the dream.
For example, in English, how do you say qué fuerte, but with the same meaning?
Qué fuerte, qué fuerte.
But it's amazing. It's
No, because ostras, qué fuerte. You know, it doesn't have to be a necessarily positive meaning. How amazing or that's amazing is a positive meaning. You could say something like, how is that possible? If it's a negative meaning, it's how is that possible?
How is not possible?
Or that's
possible.
Incredible. Depending on, you know, a lot of times you use, just as in Spanish, you use the same expression, but with a different intonation according to a positive or a negative meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say, that's incredible. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. How could he say that to you? That's unbelievable. I don't understand how that's possible, you know? But qué fuerte?
How can it happen? No?
Yeah, how could that happen? You know, I guess that's one of them you could use. But none of them is like, qué fuerte, qué fuerte. So anyways, that's my weird boyfriend's dream. That's my boyfriend's weird dream or both. Anyways, temporada.
Season.
Very good. ¿Listo? ¿Preparado?
Ready.
Yes. ¿Porcentaje?
Percentage.
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 Very good. ¿Hoy en día?
Nowadays.
Very good. ¿Alto en cuanto a un ruido?
Loud.
Very good. ¿A favor de?
In favor of.
I love how in favor of is three words, but then it flows nicely. In favor of. Say it.
In favor of.
In favor of.
In favor of.
Nice, huh? Feels nice. Volviendo al gato. Raro. Duro.
Hard.
Hard, very good. Más lejos.
Farther.
Farther, very good. Justo. Justo.
Like fair?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Fair. Like fair, very good. Eficaz.
Effective.
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 Effective, very good. Peligroso.
Risky?
Mm-mm. Like, un animal peligroso.
Dangerous.
Like the cat that attacked you.
Dangerous.
Dangerous, very good. Maybe it was the same cat. Didn't it say que fuerte, Jessica, to you? Común o corriente?
Common.
Common, very good. ¿Ambos o los dos?
Both.
Both, very good. ¿Ambiente o atmósfera?
Atmosphere.
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 Very good. ¿Otro?
Another.
Another, very good. ¿Inquieto o ambicioso?
Ambitious.
Ambitious, very good. And real.
Real.
Or, las cifras reales son, you wouldn't say the real figures, you would say the
actual.
Yeah, the actual. Actual is real. Very good. Today, our basics are going to be translating ordinal numbers from English into Spanish. Fitz loves doing this, all right? So we're going to take a look at the English ordinal number, and you're going to translate it into Spanish. Okay, so the first one is 90 seconds.
92.
Yes, that's how you would spell it, but give me 90 seconds in Spanish.
92.
No, that's the...
92.
No.
Nonagésimo segundo.
Nonagésimo segundo. Nonagésimo segundo.
Nobody says that.
Nobody says that, I know, but I'd like
only
to catch you
people.
Out. Yeah.
Like you.
96th. 96th.
Oh my God.
So if 92nd was nonagésimo segundo.
Nonagésimo séptimo?
Sexto.
Sexto.
96th.
I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Nonagésimo sexto?
Nonagésimo sexto. God. Very good. 93rd.
Nonagésimo tercero.
Nonagésimo tercero. Very good. Ninth.
Noveno.
Yes, very good. Eighth.
Octavo.
Octavo, very good. Aquí van sombrados, ¿no? 80th. 80th.
Octagésimo.
Very good. Octagésimo it is. 88th.
Octagésimo octavo.
Very good. 81st.
Octagésimo primero.
Very good. 85th.
Octagésimo quinto.
Octagésimo quinto, very good. 82nd.
Octagésimo segundo.
Very, I'm making this really easy for you, just yes. So you know. 83rd.
Octagésimo tercero.
Very good. Primero.
First.
Yes. Very good. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. 50th.
Quincuagésimo.
Yeah, very good. Quincuagésimo. And 51st.
Quincuagésimo primero.
It sounds like a dance. Quincuagésimo. All right. Before the break, we're going to start, the same drill that we were doing yesterday and the day before yesterday, which is when was somebody born? The first day, I just told you the date and you told me when this person was born in English. But yesterday, it occurred to me that we not only can take a look at when somebody was born, but also you can give me their age, their specific age, and then tell me whether this person is in their early, mid, or late 40s, 50s, 60s, etc. So the first one is Cristiano Ronaldo. When was Cristiano Ronaldo born? El 5 de febrero 1985. Ceci.
He was born...
Give me the full name.
Cristiano Ronaldo was born on the 5th of February, 1985.
Very good. Entonces tiene 33 años.
And he is 33rd.
He is 33.
He is 33 and he is in his early 30s.
30s.
Early 30s.
Early 30s.
Early 30s.
All right, very good. When was King Felipe of Spain born? King Felipe of Spain. El 30 de enero 1968. 1968, Jessica.
The prin- Philip the Prince? No.
Well, he's prince not a Philip. Prince. He's no, not a prince. Well, king, he's a king. King Felipe, we just say King Felipe of Spain.
King Felipe of Spain was born.
Born
on the 30th of January 1968.
Very good. That makes him 50 años.
So he is in his 50s?
He is. Give me the specific age first.
He is 50 years old.
Very good.
He's in his on his 50s?
No, he's in his early
50s.
Yes, he's in his early 50s.
If it's round number. Okay.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, he's in his 50s, but if you'd have to specify,
okay,
he's in his early 50s. Okay. He's in his early 50s. Very good. When was Ben Affleck born? Ben Affleck. When was Ben Affleck born? El 15 de agosto 1972. Elena.
Ben Affleck was born on the 15th of August.
Mm-hmm. 1972.
1972.
Very good. Entonces tiene 46 años.
Ben Affleck is 46 years old.
Very good. So?
He's in his late 40s.
Mid-40s.
Mid-40s?
Mid-40s. We'll review that right after the break. So don't you go anywhere and stay tuned.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
No sé si hacerme una Spanish omelette o freírme un egg con unas potatoes. Mira, mejor me hago una cheeseburger.
Mira, mejor hazte un trimestral.
¿Un qué?
Un curso trimestral de Vaughan. Con los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, en solo 3 meses mejorarás tu nivel de inglés y aprenderás a pronunciar Spanish omelette, egg, potatoes y cheeseburger.
Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles. No te quedes sin tu plaza. Déjate de líos y mejor, hazte un trimestral. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas, divertidas y con profesores que les encantarán. El inglés dejará de ser un rollo para ellos y su progreso cambiará de la noche a la mañana. ¿Por qué? Porque de repente les gustará el inglés y la clase de inglés. Un cambio total. Y es este cambio de actitud hacia mi idioma, lo que les llevará, con trabajo eso sí, pero con trabajo estimulante, a llegar a ese nivel de dominio capaz de sorprender. Club Junior de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipo, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. El jueves 25 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan Systems, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, tienes una nueva oportunidad de asistir al seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito, impartido por Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Consigue tu plaza en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Libro recomendado.
Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es un libro de autoestudio que está pensado para acompañar a nuestro bestseller Inglés Gramática Fácil. El libro trabaja desde las estructuras más básicas hasta las más complejas a través de ejercicios clásicos de Vaughan, como la traducción inversa, la formación de preguntas y respuestas o la práctica de oraciones afirmativas, negativas e interrogativas. También incluye ejercicios clásicos como completar o unir frases. Su estructura sigue el orden de Inglés Gramática Fácil, libro de referencia de gramática de Vaughan Systems, por lo que Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es perfecto para consolidar lo aprendido. Incluye más de 700 ejercicios escritos, así como 180 ejercicios enfocados en el listening. Incluye audio descargable en MP3.
Consíguelo en nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas, no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We were just looking at Ben Affleck's age and we're going to continue with Harrison Ford. So when was Harrison Ford born? El 13 de julio 1942. Jesus Christ, 42. El 13 de julio 1942.
Harrison Ford was born on the 13th of July 1942.
Very good. Entonces, tiene 76 años.
He's in his late...
No, give me the age first. The specific age.
Oh, sorry, yeah. He's 76 years old.
Very
and
good.
And he's in his... late.
Nope.
70.
Mid. Yes, hang on. Mid.
He's in his mid 70s.
Very good. When was Paul McCartney born? El 18 de junio 1942.
Paul McCartney was born on the 18th of July. No, June.
Uh-huh. 1942. Very good. Entonces tiene la misma edad que Harrison Ford.
So he is 76.
Very good.
And he is in his mid-70s.
Mid-70s, that's right. Very good. When was Naomi Campbell born? When was Naomi Campbell born? She was born el 22 de mayo 1970.
She was born on the 22nd of May 1970.
Yes.
She is... 48. Mm-hmm. So she is in her late 40s.
She's in her late 40s. Very good. When was Vladimir Putin born? El 7 de octubre 1952.
Vladimir Putin was born on the...
7 de octubre.
7th of October. Mm-hmm. 1972.
52. Bueno, ya quisiera...
on 52.
Very good. Tiene 66 años.
He is 66 years. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So he is 66 mm-hmm. and he is in his mid-60s.
Very good. Three more. When was Angela Merkel born? On el 17 de julio 1954. Ceci.
Angela Merkel was born on the 17th of July, 1954.
Very good.
And he is...
She is?
Sorry. She is...
64.
She is 64 years old and she is in her...
64?
Yes. Yeah. She's in her mid-60s.
Very good. Two more. When was Bon Jovi born? El 2 de marzo 1962.
He was born He was born on the 2nd of March.
Start again and say it slower. Well, say it again.
He was born on the 2nd mm-hmm. of March 1962.
Very good.
So he is 56. He's in his mid-60s.
50s.
50s.
Very good. Sorry, sorry, Bon Jovi. She didn't mean that. When was David Bisbal born? When was David Bisbal born? El 5 de junio 1979.
David Bisbal was born the...
On? Start again.
David Bisbal was born on the 5th of June.
Of June, yes.
1979.
Yes.
He's 39, and he's in his late 30s.
He's in his late 30s. Very good. All right. We're going to jump right over to drill number 127, and we're going to do sentences 21 to 30. It's just questions with the comparative, and I want you to answer in the full answer. Okay, so is whiskey cheaper or more expensive than water?
Whiskey is more expensive than water.
Very good. Whiskey is more expensive than water. Very good. Is Aranjuez farther or nearer than Alcobendas? To Madrid, obviously.
Aranjuez is farther from Madrid than Alcobendas.
Very good. Is math more difficult than geography for you?
No. Math is easier for me than geography.
All right. Very good. And do you prefer higher or lower grades?
I prefer higher grades. Great.
Very good. And are friends more or less important than your job?
Friends are more important than my job.
Very good. And is a Nobel Prize winner more intelligent than me?
No.
Obviously not.
A Nobel Prize winner isn't more intelligent than you.
Very good. Very
Doesn't
good.
Doesn't have to.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, me voy to contenta. Are diamonds more expensive than gold?
Yes, the diamond is...
Diamonds?
Diamonds.
Diamonds?
Diamonds. Mm-hmm. Yes, diamonds are more expensive than gold.
Very good. Now slow down and repeat.
Diamonds.
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 I know it says... It does, but it doesn't even say dia. It says...
Diamond. Dia.
Well, okay, yes, it does.
Diamond?
Dia. Diamonds.
Diamonds are more expensive than gold.
Very good. And is Brad Pitt more famous than Pablo Motos?
Yes, Brad Pitt is more famous than Pablo Motos.
Very good. And who's more popular? Do you have a sister?
Yes, I do.
Who's more popular, you or your sister?
My sister is more popular than me.
Popular.
Popular mm-hmm. than me.
Very good. And is your English better or worse than mine?
My English is worse than yours.
Very good. What we're going to do, we're going to go over this drill again. And not only are you going to give me the answer, you're also going to give me the opposite. All right, so we'll start again. Is whiskey cheaper or more expensive than water?
Whiskey is more expensive than water, so water is cheaper than whiskey.
Very good. Is Aranjuez farther or nearer than Alcobendas?
Aranjuez is farther. It's farther from Alcobendas.
No, it's farther from Madrid.
It's farther from Madrid than Alcobendas.
So Alcobendas
is closer.
Closer what?
Closer from Madrid.
No. Not closer from. Closer?
Closer to Madrid than Alcobendas.
Aranjuez.
Than Aranjuez.
Yes. Alcobendas is closer to or nearer Madrid than Aranjuez. Very good. Is math more difficult than geography for you?
Yes, math is easier for me than geography.
So geography?
Geography is more difficult for me than math.
Very good. Do you prefer higher or lower grades?
I prefer higher grades.
Very good. There is no other... answer to this one. Are friends more or less important than your job?
Friends are more important than my job. Mm-hmm. So, my job is less important than my friends.
All right, Rob, did you hear that? Aquí todos ahí, venga, los amigos, ¿no? Y luego, ¿quién paga las facturas? A ver. No, I'm joking. Is a Nobel Prize winner more intelligent than me?
Nobel
Prize winner.
Yeah. A Nobel Prize winner isn't more intelligent than you.
Very good.
You are not less intelligent than a Nobel Prize winner.
Very good, very good. Are diamonds more expensive than gold?
Yes, diamonds are more expensive than gold. So gold is cheaper Than diamonds.
Than diamonds. Very good. Is Brad Pitt more famous than Pablo Motos?
Yes, Brad Pitt is more...
famous?
Is more famous than Pablo Motos. Then, so, Pablo Motos is less famous than Brad Pitt.
Than Brad Pitt. Very good. Do you have a sister?
Yes, I
do. All right. Okay. Yes, I do. Very good. Who's more popular, you or your sister?
She's the most popular.
¿Pero qué pasa con las hermanas?
She's the younger.
Okay.
Younger sisters are always more popular.
More popular.
Yes.
That's actually true. I'm the younger sister. So who's more popular, you or your sister? And your answer was?
My sister. No, I'm less popular than my sister.
So your sister?
My sister is more popular than me.
Very good. And is your English better or worse than mine?
My English is much worse than yours.
Very good.
So your English is much better than mine.
All right, very good. Now we have it. Very good. We're going to take a look at vocabulary booklet number 2, and we're going to do list number 9. Let's see how you do. En realidad.
Actually.
Very good. Anual.
Annual.
Yeah. Is that a question or an answer?
It was a question, but now I'm sure.
Annual it is. Very good. Cualquiera.
Anyone.
Very good. Actitud.
Attitude.
Very good. Edificio.
Building.
Building or building?
Building.
Good. Very good. Building. Queja.
Complaint.
Very good. That's what I filled out this morning. A complaint. I don't like doing it, but I have to. Defecto.
Defect.
Very good. Acontecimiento.
Event.
Very good. It's not event, it's event. Suelto, fluido, hablando.
Fluent.
Very good. Afortunadamente. Porque claro, de otra cosa que va a ser. Afortunadamente.
Fortunately.
There you have it. Very good. Enorme.
Huge.
Llave o clave.
Key.
That's the key. Very good. Nervioso. Say what? Oh, if you... we can cut it. We can turn off
the... It's freezing.
I don't know why. It never happens to me. I'm normally... Actually, we're going to make a drill out of it. Tell me to turn it off.
Julia, can you please...
Don't ask me. Okay. Don't be polite. Just tell me to turn it off.
Turn off the AC.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to turn off the air condition.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to turn off the AC.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You're about to turn off the AC.
Very good. So what will I do?
You will turn off the AC.
What am I going to do?
You are going to turn the AC when you can.
Oh. It doesn't work. Now, maybe.
Yeah.
Yay!
Got it.
We have to get used to the cold, you know. All right, moving on our list number 9. We said enorme was huge. Llave o clave was?
Key.
Very good. Nervioso was?
Nervous.
Very good. Dueño.
Owner.
Yes. And poseer?
To own.
Good. Very good. Dueño, owner, poseer, own. Beneficios económicos?
Profits.
Yes, it's like fits. Profits. Rutina.
Routine.
Very good. Todavía.
Still.
Very good. El suelo.
The ground.
Very good. Lo contrario de.
The opposite of.
The opposite of. Very good. Pedir.
To ask.
For. Very good. Romper el hielo.
To break the ice.
Very good. Consultar con. Very similar.
To consult.
Very good. Distribuir.
To distribute.
To distribute. Very good. Seguir.
To follow.
Yes. And preocuparse.
To worry.
Very good. To worry. And we're going to do... Yes, we have enough time. So we're going to continue practicing stuff with comparatives. And this time we're going to take a look at more, less, and fewer. So more than... is easy peasy lemon squeezy because it means más que. I have more friends than you. Mi hermano tiene menos amigos que yo. Yo tengo más amigos que mi hermano. I have more friends than my brother. More than. I drink more water than my boss. Bebo más agua que. So independently of whether the noun is countable or uncountable, we say more than. Más que. All right? But the things change if you talk about menos que. Tengo menos amigos y tengo menos agua. In Spain, there is no difference. In Spanish, there is no difference. In English, there is. We say less for countable nouns, for uncountable nouns. So I have, my boss drinks less water than me and fewer for countable nouns. Okay. I have fewer TVs than Donald Trump, for example. Okay. So I'm going to ask you questions and you're going to simply answer in the full answer. Do you have more or less money than Paul McCartney?
I have less money than Paul McCartney.
Less money.
Money, honey.
Very good, very good. Do you have more or less power in this company than my boss, Elena?
I have less power than...
In this company
than your boss.
Again.
I have less power in this company than your boss.
Very good. Do you have more or less free time than your partner?
I don't have less...
Do you have more or do you have less time than your partner?
I have less time of my partner.
Than my partner. Very good. Very good. Do you have more or less influence than a famous blogger?
I have less influence than a blogger.
A famous blogger. Very good. And do you have more or less food in the fridge than me? Absolutely more because I have nothing.
Me neither. I think I have less food than you in my fridge.
Very good. And do you speak more or less English than me?
I speak less English than you.
Very good. Do you smoke more or less than a chain smoker?
I smoke less than a chain smoker.
Very good. Very good. Do you drink more or less coffee than me? Probably more.
Less coffee than you.
All right, very good. Do you exercise more or less than me? Now, that's very obvious.
I exercise more than you.
Very good. Do you play more or less chess than me?
I play less chess than you.
Very good. And I play next to nothing, so. Very good. We still have 10 sentences to go, but now I want you to not only answer the question, but I also want you to give me the opposite where possible. So, do you have more problems or fewer problems than me?
I have more problems than you.
So you?
You have fewer problems than me.
Very good. Very good. Do you have more cars or fewer cars than Trump?
I have fewer cars than Trump. So Trump has more cars than me.
Very good. Do you have more time or less time than the King of Spain?
I have more time than the King of Spain.
Than the King of Spain.
Than the King of Spain.
Very good. So the King of Spain?
So the King of Spain has less time than me.
Very good. Now, technically speaking, you both have the same time because it's 24 hours. It's not like he's king and he's got 35 hours in a day. You know, I wish that were possible, but no. Do you drink more milk or less milk than a growing child?
I drink less milk than a growing child.
So a growing child?
Drinks more milk than me.
Very good, yes. Do you earn more money or less money than the CEO of a company?
I earn less money than the CEO of the company.
Of a company.
So a CEO of a company earns more money than me.
Very good. And is there more water or less water in Almería than in Asturias? Is there more water or less water in Almería than in Asturias?
There is more water in Almería.
No,
in Asturias, sorry. There is more water in Asturias than in Almería.
Answer the question first. Is there more or less water in Almería than in Asturias?
Yeah. Is there?
There is.
There is more.
Less.
There is less water in Asturias.
Almería.
There is less water in
Almería.
There is less water in Almería than in Asturias.
So
there is more water in Asturias than in Almería.
Very good. Are there more computers or fewer computers here than in Microsoft?
Here there are.
There are?
There are fewer computers here than in Microsoft.
Very good.
So in Microsoft, there are more computers than here.
Very good. Is there more or less snow here than in Sweden?
There is less snow here than in Sweden. So in Sweden, there is more snow than here.
Than here. Very good. Are there more people or fewer people in Spain than in the U.S.?
In Spain. It's right? In Spain?
There are more people
in United States than in Spain.
Very good.
So there are less
fewer
people in Spain than in the US.
Than in the US.
And in the US.
Because I'm not sure whether you said the, you have to repeat both sentences.
There are more people in the US than in Spain.
Spain, very good. So there are
fewer people in Spain than in the US.
Very good. And the last one. Are there more diamond rings or fewer diamond rings in your house than at Tiffany's?
There are fewer diamond rings in my house than in Tiffany's.
Than at Tiffany's. Repeat.
There are fewer diamond rings in my house than at Tiffany's.
Very good.
So there are more diamond rings at Tiffany's than in my house.
Than in your house. Very good. All right. We're going to start. I don't know if we have time to finish, but we're going to start translation list number 16 from translation booklet number 2. And it goes like this. ¿Él me conoce?
Does he know me?
Very good. Does he know me? Next one is, ¿te conoce y creo que le caes bien? Creo, ¿eh?
He knows you and I think he likes you.
Very good. ¿A qué hora llega él al trabajo?
What time does he get to job to...
Al trabajo.
What time does he get to work?
Yes, what time does he get to work? Very good. ¿A qué hora deja el trabajo?
What time does he leave the work?
Yes, work.
Work.
Yes, what time does he leave work? Very good. ¿Qué hace después del trabajo?
What does he do after work?
Very good. ¿A qué hora se levanta por la mañana?
What time does he get up? Does he get up in the morning?
Very good. ¿A qué hora sale de casa?
What time does he leave home?
Very good. ¿A qué hora desayuna?
What time does he have breakfast?
Very good. ¿Cómo va al trabajo?
How does he get to work?
Very good. ¿Qué hace en el trabajo?
What does he do at work?
Yes, what does he do at work? Very good. ¿Come contigo?
Does he eat with you?
Does he eat with you or does he...
Have lunch with you?
Yes, does he have lunch with you? Very good. ¿Con quién come?
Who does he have lunch with?
Yes, who does he have lunch with? Very good. ¿Viaja mucho en su trabajo?
Does he travel a lot in his job?
Yes, very good. ¿Gana mucho?
Does he earn a lot of money?
Very good. Or does he earn a lot? Because if you say earn, you know it refers to money. ¿Cuánto gana al mes?
How much does he earn monthly?
A month. Very good. Repeat.
How much does he earn a month?
Very good. ¿A qué hora empieza el trabajo?
What time does he start working?
Work.
Work.
Yes. What time does he start work? Very good. ¿A qué hora termina?
What time does he finish in?
What time does he finish? Very good. Él llega al trabajo a las 8.
He arrives at work. No.
Better than arrives?
He gets.
Yes.
He gets at work.
He gets to work.
He gets to work early?
Soon? A las 8.
A las 8. He gets to work. He gets to work at 8.
Very good. At 8 or 8 o'clock. Very good. Él se levanta a las 6:30.
He gets up at 6:30.
6:30. Very good. Él deja el trabajo a la 1:15.
He leaves the job.
He leaves work
at 1:15.
1:15. Very good. Va a casa después del trabajo.
He goes home after work.
Very good. Sale de casa a las 7:20.
He leaves home at 7:20.
Very good. Va al trabajo en coche. By the way, I think this is Richard Vaughn's life, basically. Va al trabajo en coche.
He drives to work.
Yes, very good.
He drives to work.
Desayuna a las 7:10.
He has breakfast at 7:30.
A las 7:10.
At 6:50.
Yes. He has breakfast at 6:50. Very good. No come conmigo.
He doesn't have lunch with me.
Very good. And we still have time to take a look at our Twitter question. Our Twitter question was the following. I wanted you to write, just like yesterday, 3 sentences, okay, with the sex and genitive, possessive adjective, and possessive pronoun. Okay, so the prompts were Jane, Lauren, and rooms. Use that with the sex and genitive. Give me the sentence, Jessica.
They are Jane and Lauren's rooms.
Very good. They are Jane and Lawrence rooms. Very good. Using the possessive adjective. They are?
Their rooms.
They are their rooms. Very good. And now the last one, using the possessive pronoun.
They are them.
Mm-mm.
They are theirs.
They are theirs. They are theirs. That's right. So let's take a look at the answers. Juan Carlos said Jane and Lauren's rooms, which is fine. Their rooms, which is fine. Theirs as well. But they're not sentences. So I need you, the next time, I need you to write full sentences. Yolanda says, they are Jane and Lauren's rooms. Perfect. They are their rooms. Perfect. The rooms are theirs. Perfect. Or you can say, they are theirs. Both options are correct. Answer My Pan says, they are Jane's and Lauren's rooms.
But it's different meaning.
It has a different meaning. That's right. It has a different meaning. What does it mean?
It means that Jane has
her own room.
Her own room, and Lauren another one.
Yes,
different.
They don't share a room. So if I said Jane and Lauren's mother, they share the same mother. But if I say, oh, look, there are Jane's and Lauren's mothers.
Different mothers.
They're different mothers. Very good. Those rooms are theirs. Perfect. And those are their rooms. Perfect. And Catalina says, these are Jane and Lauren's rooms. These rooms are theirs. And these are their rooms, which is perfectly fine, but you swap them around. So make sure that, Catalina, make sure that you remember that theirs is the possessive pronoun and not the possessive adjective. Their rooms, their and their rooms is the possessive adjective. All right. That's it for today. Thank you, girls, for coming and joining me on today's show. Thank you guys out there for listening. Have a fantastic long weekend, and we'll see you back on Monday. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipo, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. El jueves 25 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan Systems, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, tienes una nueva oportunidad de asistir al seminario.